in our news reports. And it's a mix of some of what we have from our localized coverage as well as some of the national coverage with President Trump yesterday making a visit to MBS Airport. And we had our reporter, Rick Antonio, who was doing the work, especially at MBS, with some of his early Facebook posting and reports of how crowds were gathering for the big moment.
Mm-hmm. Some nice pictures that he posted.
Yeah, some beautiful pictures, too. Always special to see, I don't care who the president is, when his plane or her plane, I guess it could, well, at some point in the future, it'll be a her plane, I'm sure. You know, when Air Force One arrives, that's just an impressive sight.
It's imposing. We saw how big it was right behind the crowd, right behind the president speaking, and the crowd was right there. It was right in front of them. That is a big plane.
And Rick was doing as best as possible. Remember, we are a radio, which is audio first, but yes, over the years we have incorporated through the ways that we can digital content, visual content, and doing a Facebook Live, trying to hold a Facebook Live event for over an hour.
it was closer to an hour and a half, and you're on a crowded platform that you're restricted in where you can go. You're on a crowded platform. They put the TV people in front with the cameras, and the radio guy in back is holding up over their heads, arm up in the air, trying to hold a phone, an iPhone, so he can Facebook it live for an hour and a half. Can you imagine, even with two hands, alternating hands, how difficult that is? And there's nothing firm to put the stuff on or anything like that. You can't use tripods or anything. But we got it on there, and they could have had a better speaker closer to the
reporters. Nice.
That would have been nice. But you could sure hear the crowd reactions throughout, and we got it all on there.
It set the scene, if anything else, just showed the crowd of people who were very enthused, obviously.
Rick is right there if you want to talk to me. He's been here since 10 o'clock yesterday morning. he probably could add a comment or two.
I figured that he had fallen asleep by now.
No, he's still awake.
Come on in here, Rick. We'll talk to you for just a second here. And it's interesting to note, hopefully listeners understand, we have absolutely no control over what's going on. We have to accommodate what we can through what we're allowed to do. I mean, this is heavily controlled by, Secret Service, if anything else, that is making sure that everything is done the way that they want it done.
Maybe Rick can tell you the process, what he had to do first thing at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then through the balance of the day a little bit.
Yeah, because Rick is still here, even though your day did have to start early, Rick, because in order for you to do the coverage you were told that you had to arrive early to make sure that all the equipment is processed and checked, right?
9 a.m. yesterday. Well, no, 10 a.m. yesterday. Yeah,
because whatever you were using,
they had to sweep it,
and then you can't take it out of there. Once you take your equipment in, you had a window from 10 to 11:30 to have the equipment in there, and then they inspect everything, make sure it's functional and that it is what it's supposed to be, and then you can leave, but you can't take your equipment with you, and then you can come back in later on.
Right? And what time were you? You were recommended that you had to return in order to be in place?
2:30, I think I ended up getting back around. That you had to be back in before 4, media-wise. Otherwise, you're not getting in.
For an event that started at, what time did the president finally arrive, roughly?
He finally arrived, I think Air Force One touched down at 6:45.
Yeah, so that's how early that you had to be in place in order for everything to be able to take place.
And that the line of cars was miles long because Ann had picked me up just to, it's like, hey, I was told I'm not going to be able to get a parking spot if I leave to go get lunch or something. So she came and picked me up. Good luck getting back. We were stuck maybe a quarter of the way there. I had to walk through and had to navigate with Michigan State Police, and it was a hike.
As I said, heavily controlled.
That's for sure.
This is some of the things that we'd have to do as media in order to try and provide the coverage that we provide. Well, we appreciate, again, your work doing that, and at some point, we're sure that you'll collapse.
Eventually,
hopefully it's once you're safely home. And we appreciate, too, those that enjoyed, again, what you had to do with your Facebook Live coverage and maintaining what you could when it came to the camera work, Dave and I were talking about how the fact that you weren't using a tripod, you weren't using a stick or anything like that. It was the physical
arms in the air.
There was arms in the air. There was a selfie stick, but not one of those shake resistant gimbals.
Jeez.
Yeah, I saw a couple of comments on there. Hey, get it, stop shaking. I get it, but after an hour and a half. And I did want to mention there were some of the earlier Facebook Lives that I had put on. Facebook had actually silenced those. Those were actually, the audio was cut off on those.
Yeah, that was not our doing.
Oh, really?
Because of the music. That was not me. Oh, okay. That was not WSGW. That was Facebook at that point.
Oh, okay.
Copyright situations with music.
You can only play so much Macho Man before they say, okay, that's enough.
So some of that was actually going on then. That's why you lost audio when you're actually doing the president Facebook Live. They must have had music when he was
very
arriving,
starting,
and that's why you lost the audio then if Facebook cut it off.
Yep.
Okay. Again, things that we don't control, that we just we're doing, and suddenly things happen and we have to adapt.
I was sending Rick text messages. Hey, your phone is muted. Your phone is muted.
Yeah, that's nothing I can do about it at that point. That's just, hey, I'm just trying to make sure I keep eyes on him.
Yep.
Well, again, we appreciate providing coverage. If I'm not mistaken, Dave, you test my memory on this. This is the first presidential visit we had actually since President George W. Bush. Because President Obama did not come in.
Right, right, yeah.
And I don't think Challenger McCain came in at all.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been an event where he, he came in twice. Remember, he did an airport as well as one at the Dow Event Center.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before that, we had Clinton here. We've had a lot of the other ones here in the past.
People at the Event Center were saying it went even as far back as Reagan.
Oh, it goes back beyond that. Nixon. Yeah. I covered Nixon here at the time of Watergate when he came here campaigning for a congressional candidate out in the thumb. That was huge. That goes way back.
We've had visitations before.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter's been here.
So now that you have your feet wet, you'll be prepared for the next one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll wait 4 years before doing that again, though.
Well, I don't know. Well, as important as Michigan is, it could be, you never know.
It could be next week for all we know.
Challenger Biden was in Michigan yesterday. Wasn't in our specific area, but he was in the state yesterday.
I saw something yesterday from the president's campaign. I believe he is going to be in Williamston. He's coming back to Michigan next week.
Oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you'll probably hear more about that before too long.
I'll start working out then.
Good luck.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll confine your efforts to local here.
Thank you very much again for your work on that. Oh, and by the way, just for note's sake, to the National Reporter this morning, you may have heard, despite what you think, Saginaw is not a suburb of Detroit. Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear that.
The president was in suburban Detroit yesterday. I thought, not even close.
Yeah, 120 miles, maybe 105, whatever it is.